Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down.
Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen.
I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Lead singer for Fleetwood Mac.
And I saw my reflection in snow.
One of her great songs. What a great artist she is. Not only singer, but songwriter. That's her song. She's good and still rocking after all these years. Kind of like me. Still rocking after all these years. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show and having a great time with our good friend Bert Folsom, Dr. Bert Folsom, the professor of history at Hillsdale College and also the professor of history at the Small Business Advocate Show as well, the original, by the way, the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, FDR Goes to War is the new book, two of that whole series of books on that period of time, which really shaped, it cannot be overemphasized how much that period of time shaped the way America is today and where it's going. And in fact, we're still, Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're still paying promises that were made and the paradigm for making those kinds of promises, not only by by government, but by business. The paradigm, the concepts that were developed in those days that were made with 20th century promises being fulfilled in the 21st century, we're still paying for those now, aren't we?
We sure are. And the whole idea that Roosevelt discovered was that you could institute programs, you could promote various federal programs, and even if the programs didn't work, and by the way, they did not work in the New Deal. We know that because we had 20% unemployment 7 years into his presidency. So even if you promote a series of programs and they don't work, you can still win re-election because you're targeting government money to different groups in the population in key battleground states. And when you target those funds, you get responses from voters in those states.
And that's still happening, isn't it?
Those voters then vote for you, and the taxpayers end up paying the price. But then Roosevelt can blame the rich. See,
but in the modern era, it's not so much states as it is constituencies, right?
Yes. It was both with Roosevelt.
Right.
It was targeting states, but you're right. Today, it's much more of a voter target.
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt would do, for example, the WPA would be road building. We talked about road building in the last segment. He would have the roads built in certain states that he wanted to carry in the next election.
Well, as we look to the future, as we think about what we want America to be like as we go forward, you know, to me, I think, when in terms of the government doing things for us, you talked about that in the last segment. You know, we like some of the things the government does for us. We don't like some of the things it does to us. But it's a little bit like security, like privacy, I should say, online, where we don't want to give up our privacy, but yet we like it when Amazon knows who we are and makes suggestions that actually work for us. Or when we don't like people to know how to contact us by email, we're worried about that. But yet we like getting an email that says, hey, you might like this, and it turns out we do. So the government, we want the government to help. We like the highways. We like certain things that the government can do for us, but then we don't like other things. How do we draw the line? How do we know when the price is too high?
Well, one thing, when Amazon is getting in touch with us or sending our name out, that's a private group doing that. When the government is building roads, that is the federal government and your tax dollars building roads, in the case of Senator Byrd in West Virginia, primarily in West Virginia, so that you don't really get your money back when the government does it. Usually it goes to various constituencies, either that, as Roosevelt did, he targeted them to carry in the next election, or in the case of Senator Byrd, because he has the power to bring all those federal dollars into his state. In the case of Amazon, you as a private citizen, you don't have to subscribe then to Amazon. You can back out of some arrangements.
That's
you can't
right.
back out of being a taxpayer.
And speaking of taxes, Bert, the reason why we have a convoluted tax system, folks, is not because somebody it's not really so much a convoluted system because somebody designed it that way. There's really no desire by members of Congress to simplify the system, because this is the way, as you said earlier, Bert, this is the way they control the electorate, isn't it? By promising this break and that break. I mean, look what the president did in his State of the Union speech. He picked winners and losers with the tax code. If he had a simplified tax code, he couldn't do that.
Absolutely. Franklin Roosevelt is the first president to do that. Anita and I go through that in FDR, in the book FDR Goes to War. We have a chapter where we show how the tax code became complex all mm-hmm. of a sudden. And it was exactly as you say, the picking of winners and losers. Different groups would get in for tax breaks. Should we have taxes on furs, for example, the fur industry mm-hmm. in there? Should we have a tax on soft drinks?
Or what should be subsidized?
What should be subsidized is the way President Obama recently did it. Yeah. In other words, we want to subsidize green energy, but we want to subsidize those green energy firms like Solyndra that will make campaign mm-hmm. contributions.
And folks, I don't want this to sound like we're bashing Obama. He's just currently the president. If there were a Republican in the White House, we could say the same thing about that guy.
It is true, and we have failings on both sides, and that's one of the reforms that has to be made.
This is why, Bert, I'm sorry, but this is why. I talk about the political class. Whenever I talk about these kinds of things, we have to remember, folks, in America, there is a landed gentry called the political class that is not necessarily working for the best interests of the regular folks out here in America, and that, we have to be honest about that, folks. New Deal or Raw Deal is one book, and FDR Goes to War is the other book. The series, the two books in the series, by Bert Folsom and Anita Folsom. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.